Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Heavy rain fall inundates St. Andrew. On this day, November 4th, in the year 1952, an article entitled Roads in St. Andrew Pose Serious Problem was published in the Barbados Advocate, chronicling the damage due to heavy rainfall. This northeastern parish of 8,780 acres sits wholly in the Scotland District. Therefore, reference to the historical record clearly shows that the terrain which constitutes the parish of St. Andrew has always been noted for instability. The record reveals that episodes which occurred between 1901 and 1966 resulted in land slippage or quote-unquote runaway land. These circumstances often led to the destruction of roads, homes, other buildings and crops, leading to the resettling of residents in the various communities. This 1952 event was no different, and on top of the damage which occurred within recent years, as revealed by the newspaper article, large sections of the roads were damaged and remained in a state of disrepair prior to the current rain episode. This state of affairs proved to be a serious problem for highway commissioners, as the land slippage posed a danger to motorists and other road users. An accounting of the damage to roadways, infrastructure, natural features, and the resulting difficulties noted that at Springvale the road was carried away and men were setting boulders in position to level the surface for vehicles to pass more easily. The roadway linking St. Simon's and Turner's Hall reportedly remained impassable. Undergrove's Bridge, further channeling to the bed of the watercourse occurred, evidence of the large amounts of water that passed through the course, where on both banks the canes lay flat on the ground, leveled by the force of the water. Moreover, huge boulders, which were carried by the water, still blocked the watercourse. Additionally, the path of the watercourse, which continued behind Rockling Garage, and the lands there were swamped, resulting in soil erosion, which carried the soil away and made the beds quote-unquote unfit for any habitation. The remedial planting of grass and introduction of sand to the area over the years to shore up the lands all failed, as the vast waters swept the lands away. A channel was also cut in the riverbed at Lakes, a great inconvenience to residents who were forced to cross the river from Haggis to Lakes or take a half-mile detour around Belle Plain. The Groves Road was reportedly reduced to a mere footpath, impassable to all traffic, while the new Haggis Bridge, supported by concrete, survived the onslaught. There were visible cracks to some walls. A complete section of the Lakes Bridge, which after being closed for 3 years was opened weeks earlier, was washed away in the deluge. In Dart Hole, the road connecting seniors and parks was under repair, and during this 1952 rain event, another section broke off and was swept into the river. As history loudly signals, the parish of St. Andrew is no stranger to land slippage and the damage to infrastructure by overwhelming rainfall.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.